From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Alexander Gonzalez. County and city officials from Miami are pledging to support relief efforts in the Bahamas following Hurricane Dorian. WLRN's Sherilyn Cabrera has more.
At his offices downtown this morning, Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez said the county has already opened 4 locations for donation drop-offs.
We came forward to help our neighbors in North Florida after Hurricane Michael last year, and we know our residents will help the Bahamas.
Jimenez was joined by several county commissioners and by the Consul General of the Bahamas in Miami, Linda Mackey.
We are in urgent need of help. As soon as the ports are open and everything else is ready and there's a green light, we will let you know.
Mackey said a list of specific items being requested by the Bahamian government is available on the websites of Miami-Dade County and the Bahamian Consulate. The 4 donation drop-offs are the Miami-Dade County Main Library and the Stephen P. Clark Center downtown, the Joseph Caleb Center in Brownsville, and the Office of Emergency Management Warehouse in Doral. In Coconut Grove, Miami Mayor Francis Suarez said local rescue teams are preparing to provide aid on the island.
Our fire department is now liaisoning with the Coast Guard to embed themselves with the Coast Guard and go to the Bahamas.
Suarez said rescue missions in collaboration with the Coast Guard must first be approved by President Donald Trump. I'm Sherilyn Cabrera in Miami.